I'm a fourth generation African. So my parents' families moved to Africa 125 years ago. So that's home for me. It's where I belong. It's where I'm from.
As a Ugandan, how do you see the changes occurring right now in the East African region? What makes you optimistic?
As a Ugandan Rwandan, I mean, I've seen tremendous change take place in the continent, but particularly in our region as East Africa, we've seen amazing transformation. We've got great leaders who are trying to truly make a difference. Our regional integration programs have been fast-tracked, which has been great. Our youth are coming out of the woodwork and really proving that the young generation is the future. And a lot of our women are being positioned in amazing, great cabinet positions, but also majority of Rwanda's parliament is women. So it shows you that leaders and leadership is really evolving in that sense.
But there are still many challenges. If you should pick just one that really needs to be changed, which one would it be?
I'd say we need to focus on power generation. Power generation is going to be a catalyst for so many different things across our continent and so many different elements. So I think power generation is something that our governments need to focus on. Governance and transparency is a given. It's naturally something that we need to focus on and pay more attention to. But I think we're on the right track. These things don't happen overnight. Rwanda has been a great case study where within 21 years, we've been able to transform the country, and thanks to leadership.
Which advice would you give to young people? Because in Africa, especially in East Africa, especially in Rwanda, there are still many young people who lack business opportunity or even who lack employment. Which advice would you give to them?
Think big, dream, but start small. And don't cut corners. You're going to get many opportunities to cut corners and do things and not in an ethical way, but it will never last. So be long-term, think long-term, be ethical, have the right principles and values, but dream big, but start small and don't have that ego. Work hard, you're going to collapse, you're going to get knocked down so many times. You have to get up, dust yourself off, and get back to it.